B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet. We're going to start approximately a third from the top of the Omud, a new sugya. Says the Gemara, Omri le Rabbonon Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Chachomim said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Osu dardaki ho'idna lebei medrasha. The young learners came today into the Beis HaMedrash, v'omru milya, they said things, Da'afilu b'yimei Yeshua b'nun lo'itmar kavosehu, that they were not said, words like this were not said even in the time of Yeshua b'nun. And they were now going to explain the Aleph Beis. We know that the Hebrew alphabet has an order, Aleph Beis Gimel right through Tol Tof. We know that five of the letters that we mentioned previously have double letters. They have letters as they are written when they are in the middle of a word, and letters that are final letters, the Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pe, and Chof. And we're going to now discuss the meaning of the names of the letters. And not only of the names, but also the shape, the form of the letters also have relevance. Says the Gemara, Aleph Beis, the first two of the letters, means Aleph Bino, learn insight, which means learn Torah. Gimel Dalad, besides for learning Torah, be Goimel Dalim, you should aid the needy. Maitam Pshuto Kari de Gimel Legabe Dalad. If you put the Gimel before the Dalad, you'll see the foot of the Gimel is heading towards the Dalad. Why is the Gimel heading towards the Dalad? Shekein Darke Shel Gimel Chasodim Lorutz Achar Dalim, because it was common, it's natural for somebody who is aiding the needy to actually run after the needy in a desire to help them. So it's as if the Gimel is running after the Dalad. The Gimel is the Goimel, the one who is aiding. The Dalet is the Dal, is the poor person, the needy person. The Gimel is running after the Dalet. Umay tam pshuto kari de Dalet legabe Gimel. If you look in the Sefer Torah, you'll see that the Dalet is written, that the foot of the Dalet is actually leaning towards the right, towards the Gimel. Why is the foot of the Dalet leaning towards the Gimel? Says the Gemara, dilimatze le nafshei, because the poor person should make himself available to the one trying to help him, so the one trying to help him should not have to run after him. Why is the head of the Gimel, the top of the Gimel, facing the top of the Dalet? Why is the head of the Dalet, the top of the Dalet, facing away from the Gimel? Says the Gemara, Delitine Butzina, to teach us that when one gives Stocker, when one helps, when one aids a needy person, one should do it discreetly, in order that the poor person, the needy person, should not be embarrassed. And his face turning away is showing some form of embarrassment. Hey Vov, the next two letters is the Hey and the Vov. Zeh Shmoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of Hashem's names are comprised of the letters Hey and Vov. Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof Lamed. That means we've had here the Aleph Beis, which is learning Torah. We've had the Gimel Dalad, which is aiding the needy. We have the Hey Vov, which is bringing Hashem into the picture. And what we have next is six letters, a string. Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof Lamed. And this means Imat Oisekein, if you learn Torah and you do tzedakah, then you're going to merit the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zon oischa, that's the Zion, Hashem is going to sustain you. V'chein oischa, he's going to favor you, that's the ches. Umeitiv l'cha, that's the test, he's going to benefit you. V'noisin l'cha yerusha, it's the yud, he's going to give you an inheritance. V'koishir l'cha keser l'oylem abo, and he's going to tie a crown onto your head. In oylem abo, that's the chof, the keser. After the chof is a mem, and we have an open mem and a final mem, the closed mem. Mem psucha, mem stuma. We have two mems, and they are coming to teach us ma'amar pasuach, ma'amar sosum. Some things in Torah that should be revealed, that should be said, which is the regular parts of Torah one should teach as much as possible. And there are some that have to be sosum. There are certain parts of the Torah that one is not allowed to speak out in public. And this is the Maisa Merkova that Rashi brings, and we've already seen in the Gemara and Daf Pei Omud Beis what happens when somebody teaches the Maisa Merkova to people who is not supposed to. Nun kfufa, nun pshuta. The next letter is the nun, and again the nun has the kofuf, has a nun which is bent over, the regular nun, and a straightened nun which is the final nun. This is Nemon kofuf, Nemon poshut. Nemon is a faithful person. You have a bent over faithful person, and you have a faithful person who is straight, who is upright. And Rashi explains that in this world, a faithful person should be bent over, he should be humble, and in the world to come, in Olam Haba, Hashem is going to straighten them out and make them tall and proud. The next letter is Samach Ayin. It means Smoich Aniyim. Besides for aiding the needy we saw before, you should also support the poor people. Lishnachrina, others say that the Samach Ayin is teaching you something not about aiding the people, the poor people, but about Torah. Simonim Asei, you should make signs in order to help you remember the Torah. Then you can make different signs just as a way of memorizing the details of Torah. We have that often in the Gemara, that sometimes the Gemara brings a word and says, Simon, remember this word, and then you'll remember the whatever the Gemara is talking about. The next letters, then the Gemara says, Simonim asei b'Torah, make Simonim b'Torah, v'knei oisa, and that way you will acquire a Torah. There's a chazal that says, Eina Torah niknis elo b'simonim. The next letters, pei, and here again there's a curved pei and a straight pei. The final pei is straight, the regular pei is curved. Pei kfufo, a bent over, curved pei, pei pshuta, is telling us pe pasuach. Sometimes the pe referring to the mouth should be open. When there's nobody else who can say what needs to be said, then say it. Pe sosum, but sometimes it's sensible that one should not speak out when there are greater and bigger people out there who are teaching and speaking, then it's rather to keep one's mouth closed. The next letter is tzadi, and here again you have a bent tzadik, a regular one, and a straight one, which is the final tzadik. Tzadik kfufa, tzadik pshuta, is tzadik kofuf. We're talking about a righteous person who is bent over, who is humble. Tzadik poshut, and then you have the upright tzadik, the upright righteous person. Says the Gemara, Hainu ne'mon kofuf, ne'mon poshut. What's the difference between a faithful person that is also bent over, and in Olam Haba is going to be straightened out, and a tzaddik, and a righteous person? It seems to be the same. Says the Gemara, Hoisif lecha akosuf kfifa al kfifa. So the order of the letters of the Torah are teaching us that you should, a tzaddik should be even more bent over. He should be doubly bent over. Mikan shen nisna Torah b'menoi droish. From here you see that if you want to acquire Torah, then you have to do it with a trembling head. You have to do it with a tremendous amount of humility. The next letters in the Torah, Kuf. Kuf is Kodosh, referring to Hashem, who is holy. Reish. Next to the Kuf is the Reish, referring to the Rasha, the evil person. Mai tama mahader ape de Kuf mireish. Why is it apparent that the Kuf does not want to look into the face of the Reish? And that's why the Reish is facing away from the Kuf. And the Gemara explains, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein ani yochid listakel b'rosha. I cannot look into the face of the Rasha, and therefore I'm making the Rasha face away from Hashem. Umay tama mahadra tagei de Kuf legabe Reish. Why is it that there is a crown on top of the kuf, just close to where the reish is, facing the reish? There's a little tag, a little crown, a little something protruding from the kuf, facing the reish. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Choyzer Boy, I'm waiting for this Rasha that at this point is bent away from me, I can't look at him, but I'm waiting for him with a crown. And if he's happy to come back, Ani Koshur Lo Keser Kamoisi, I will put, like I have a crown, I will put a crown on top of his head. Umay tama kar'ei de kuf tluya. Why is the foot of the kuf suspended? Why is it not attached to the roof of the kuf? Says the Gemara, di yehodur bei li'ail. If the Rasha wants to come back to Hashem, then he can come back into the area of the kuf and just go straight into the opening just next to him. Asks the Gemara, v'le'al b'hach. The base of the kuf is open. Let the Rasha go down to the base of the kuf, so to speak, and work his way up. Why do we have to prepare an opening for him just near him, so it should be so close for him to do tshuva? Says the Gemara Maseya Leil Resh Lakish, this is proof to something Resh Lakish said. Domer Resh Lakish, Maidichsiv, this that it says in the Pasuk, Im Laleitzim Hu Yolut. To the cynics, Hashem is cynical. V'la'anovim Yitin Chin. And to the humble people, you should grant favor. It's not only Hashem, it's us also. That's the way. When you have somebody who's humble, then one should grant them favor. Bolatame, this is teaching us that somebody who is coming to defile poischim loy, we allow him to. We open the doors, but we don't help him in. We just allow him to do it. Bolatayr, but if he's coming to purify himself, mesayin oisoy, not only do we allow him to do what he wants to do, we actually aid him, we actually help him to reach his goal. So too, if the Rasha wants to come back, not only we allow him to enter the base of the Kuf, no, we come towards him. We make an opening right next to the Resh at the top of the Kuf. Come, Rasha, come straight in, we're waiting for you. The next letters, the last two letters, Shin and Tov. Shin is Sheker. The Shin refers to the word Sheker, which is falsehood. Tov is the final letter of Emes, which is truthful. My Tam Sheker Mekarvon Milei. Why is it that the three letters of Sheker, which are Kuf, Re, Shin, are three letters adjacent to each other? And Emes, but the letters Emes, Merachke Mile, they're very, very far from each other. Aleph is the very first letter. Mem is one of the middle letters. Tof is the very last letter. Says the Gemara, Shikra Shchicha. Sheker, falsehood, is very common. And therefore, all the ingredients you need for Sheker are already at hand. They're all easily available, at arm's reach. Kushta Leishchicha. But truthfulness is not so common. And that is alluded to by the fact that the letters comprising MS are very far away from each other. They're not easy to come by. Umaitam Shikra. It's interesting, the three letters of Sheker, the base of them all have a single foot, or a point. A Shin comes to a point, a Kuf has a point, has one leg, a Resh has one leg. The Emes, but if you look at the three letters of Emes, Melabin Levune, they are being set, as if, so to speak, on bricks. The Aleph has got 2 feet, the Mem has got a very broad base, the Tof has 2 feet, says the Gemara, Kushta Koi. Truthfulness stands. It can hold itself. Shikra loikoi. Sheker, on the other hand, has no existence and it does not stand, it does not last. Continues the Gemara. So till now we learnt about the Aleph base in order. Aleph base, Gimel, Dalet, etc. Now, the truth is that there are 7 different ways, it could be there's more, of arranging the letters. The letters in order, as we just saw, is just one of them. There's another one. This is called At Bash Gar Dak, which means that I write the letters from Aleph all the way down till the Chof, and then I start from the bottom of the list, going from the Lamed, from the Lamed, going back to the Tof. So when you look at this list now, you have half of the list going from beginning to end, half the list going from the end, from the beginning to the middle, and the other side is going from the end to the middle. So the top line, you have an Aleph next to a Tof. The next line, you have a base next to a Shin, etc. That's called the order of the alphabet, called At Bash. Says the Gemara, what can we learn from the At Bash? As follows. At Bash, Aleph Tof, and then base Shin. Oisi Toav, you, this person, abominated me, says Hashem. As ave loy, I should desire you. And I think that the Aleph of Oisi and the Tof of Ta'ava loy. This seems to be that's how we're learning this. So Hashem is saying, Oisi, Toav, if I am to you an abomination, if you abominate me, you want me to desire you? Bash, be loy choshak. You don't have any desire for me, says Hashem. Shmi yochul olov. You want my name to rest upon you? Gimel Reish, Gufoi Timah, he has defiled his body. Arachim Olov, that's the Reish, I should have mercy on him. Duck, Dalsoisai Noel, he has closed my doors. Karanov Loi Agadea, his horns, which means his pride, should I not cut down? Adkan Midas Roshoim, this is the way that we relate, the Hashem relates to the Roshoim. Aval Midas Tzadikim, but we can learn the Aleph base referring to tzaddikim as well, the atbash. How are we going to do that? Atbash. Im ato, if you, boish, you are embarrassed of me, of Hashem, ger, duck. Im ata oisekein, if you're embarrassed, then kein, im ata oisekein, gur, that's the ger, you will live. Duck means doik. Doik is like a curtain, is something spread out, and it's referring to the heavens that are spread out. It says that you will dwell in the heavens, close to Hashem. Hey tzaddik, vov pei. That's the next set of letters in the Atbash. So the Hey Tzadik, which the Hey and the Ches sometimes get interchanged. So it's like saying Chet, and the Vav Pei is also the Vav and the Aleph sometimes get interchanged. So it's like saying Chotz Af. Chatzitza, there'll be a separation. Hava Bein Chol Af, between you and Af, which is wrath, anger. Zayin, Ayin, the next two. Ches Samach. Test nun, that somebody, this tzaddik, he's going to be zayin ayin ve'einato mizda'azea min hasotin. You're not going to tremble. That's the zayin min hasotin, from the sotin, from the yetzer hara. The next two letters, yam kol. What does it mean, yam kol? Says the Gemara, Omer sar shel gehenem, the minister, the angel that's responsible for Gehenna, says to Hashem, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem, Liyam Kol. Everything should go, everything goes to the sea. And we know that all the rivers, all the seas, they all go down into the big sea. And in the same way as all waters head towards the sea, all people are headed towards me, towards the Gehenna. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ochas, Beta Gif. Now here the Gemara is introducing yet a third way of sorting out the letters, and that's the letters that are listed out, seven, Aleph till Zayin, and then Ches till Nun, and then Samach down to the Shin. So the Gemara, so Hashem is answering to the Malach of Gehenim using that alphabet. So Hashem said, Ochois Bota Gif, Ani chos aleim, I have pity on Klal Yisrael, mipnei sheboatu begif, because they have rejected adultery, which is called gif. Dochatz, which is the fourth of this order of the alphabet, dochatz means dochim, they are clean, they are innocent, heim, kenim heim, they are upright, tzadikim heim, they are tzadikim. Holak, which is the next one, Ein loem chelek, Ein lecho, you Gehenim don't have any chelek bahem, any part in these people. And the next one is Umarzon Shos. And this is the next two sets of letters in this order, Vov Mem Reish being one, Zayin Nun Shin being another one, and the Tof is just annexed to the Shin as the last letter on its own. Omer Gehenim Lefonov, the Gehenim said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mori, my master, that's the Mem Reish, Zinini Mizari Shel Sheis, feed me with all the descendants of Sheis, which includes Klal Yisrael, and includes all the nations of the world. Omar Le, Hashem answered to the Gehenim, and Hashem is answering using yet another order of letters. This order is called Al-Bam. Al-Bam Gandas, and it goes as follows. It goes Aleph down to Chof, and then it starts again with the Lamed at the top down to the Tof. So the first ones are Al-Bam Gandas, and this means as follows. Leheichon Oilichon, where should I lead them? Legan Hadas, I'm going to lead Klal Yisrael to Gan Eden, the garden with the Hadasim. Hey, Ayin Vav Pei, Omro Gehenim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gehenim said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Oyef Onoichi, I am tired, I haven't got any sustenance, you're not feeding me with the people. Zayin Tzadik Ches Kuf, and Hashem is saying to them, Halolu Zaroi Shel Yitzchok, these, Klal Yisrael, they are descendants of Yitzchak Avinu. They're not coming to Gehenna in a rush. Tar Yash Chat. Tar means wait. Yesh li kitois, kitois shel oivdei kechovim. I have groups and groups of oivdei kechovim of the other nations. Shani noyesen lecha, and them I'm happy to give you to feed the Gehenim. And obviously, we've read this Gemara just in its literal translation. There are some very, very deep secrets in this Gemara and the hidden parts of Torah here, but we have to leave it simple, and we're going to continue with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, HaKosev Shtei Oisiyos Behelam Echod, if somebody writes two letters in one lapse of unawareness, that he did not become aware, number one, that it's also to write on Shabbos, and number two, that it's Shabbos, Chayev, he's Chayev if he does that on Shabbos. Kosav Bidyoi, if he writes with ink, Besam, or with a type of a paint, Besikra, or a reddish type of dye, or Bekumus, which is a type of a gum, we'll see in the Gemara, or Bekankantum, which may be copper's sulfate, or Bechol Dovash, or Roshem, or anything that makes a mark, Al Shnei Koisle Zovios, and he does it on two walls where they meet each other at the corner, Val Shtei Luchois Pinkas, or on two tablets of a ledger. Back in the days, the way that they used to write things down in a ledger is they would have these, so to speak, these planks, possibly made of wood, that had wax on top of them, and they would etch into the wax whatever they needed to remember. And that's called the luach, the tablets of the ledger. And if you would write on two of these ledgers, but like on the center of the page, on the spine of a book, so to speak, then if you write on the left-hand side of a right-hand page and the right-hand side of a left-hand page, you have two letters adjacent to each other. V'hein ne'egim ze'im ze'e, and they are read together, which means the letters are close enough that they can be read together. Chayev, that's called that he's written two oisyos and is chayev. Continues the Mishnah, HaKosev al basori, if somebody writes on his skin, on his flesh, chayev, he's chayev. HaMasarit, if somebody scratches using a sharp instrument, al basori, onto his flesh, Rabbi Eliezer, mechayev chatos, vechachomim poitrim, Rabbi Eliezer says this is, he's chayev chatos, and the chachomim say he's potter from chatos. Continues the Mishnah, Kosav b'mashkim, if somebody writes using any type of liquid, b'mei peiros, or with fruit juices, typically those that have a color, and then you can see what's being written, ba'avak drochim, or using the dust of the ways, ba'avak hasforim, or using the scribe's dust, which is the little leftover ink at the bottom of the inkwell, it would be dusty, and if he writes with that, ubechol davar she'eino miskayim, or anything which is not lasting, potter is going to be potter, since to be chayiv on Shabbos, you have to do a melacha which is lasting, as we've seen previously. Continues the Mishnah, le'achar yodoi, if he writes with the back of his hand, beragloi, or if he writes with his foot, bepiv, if he's holding the pen in his mouth, bemarpeikoi, which some say means the armpit, others say it means the elbow, he's holding the pen in an extremely unusual way. Kosav ois ech achas somuch lichtav, or if he writes just a single letter, even if it's close to already existing writing on the page. Vekosav al gabik, viksav al gabik sav, or if he writes, but instead of writing new letters, he just goes over already written letters. Or niskavin nichtev ches, if he intended to write the single one letter of the letter ches, the kosav beis zayinin. We know that in the Sefer Torah, when one writes a ches, it's not like we write a ches, which is like a doorway, so to speak. Rather, it's written with similar to two zayins, with a little roof in between, which is joining the two. If he intended to write the ches, and then it happened that he didn't merge the two, and he wrote two zayins, or achas ba'oretz v'achas b'tikra, if he wrote one letter on the ground and another letter on a beam high up, or kosav al beis koisli habayis, or he's writing on two different walls of the house and they're not adjacent to each other, al shnei dape pinkas, or if you're writing on two different columns in a ledger, ve'ein ne'egim ze'en ze'e, and they are not read together, they're not close enough that they are read together, potor, he's potor. Kosav ois achas noitrikin, if you write a single letter, but with a type of abbreviation, where he writes, for example, just one letter, mem, and he puts a little dash on top of it, and then we know that he doesn't, that he means to write a full word starting with mem, maybe mikdosh, or whatever he wants to write. So he's only written one letter, but he means, and what his letter is telling us is more than one letter. It's an abbreviation. Others say it's a type of a form of shorthand where he writes a single letter and it means more than that one letter. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseirim chayev v'chachomim poitrim. It's machlekes if he's chayev on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Dioi. We saw in the Mishnah that writing with Dioi is chayev. What is Dioi? Says the Mishnah, Diuta, which is black ink. Sam. The Mishnah mentions Sam. What is Sam? Says the Gemara, Sama, which is type of a yellowish dye. Sikra. What's Sikra mentioned in the Mishnah? Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chono, Sikrasa Shema. Something that's known as Sikrasa. Kumum. Kumus. The Mishnah says that if you write with kumus yuchayev, what is that? Kuma, which is a gum, something that comes out of that oozes out of the bark of a tree. Kankantum, what is kankantum? Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chono, Omar Shmuel, Charusa de Ushpachi. It's the blackening that's used by the shoemakers. Continues the Gemara. Uvachol dovo shuhuroishem, writing with anything that leaves a mark is chayev on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara lasuye mai, what's that coming to include? Says the Gemara lasuye ha detoni Reb Chananya. It's to include the halacha that Reb Chananya said. What did he say? Kosvoi, if somebody wrote a get, b'mei tarya, v'afotzo, two different types of inks, I suppose. Kosher, the get is kosher. Tony Rabchia also added, Kosva, if somebody wrote a get, be'ever using lead, b'shocher using charcoal, u'b'shichur, and it's not so clear exactly what this shichur is, Rashi seems to say that it's the same as the kankantum we mentioned before. Tosfos doesn't like that. He says, why didn't the Tanna use the term kankantum as the Mishnah uses it? Either way, it's some type of coloring. Kosher, the get is kosher. Continues the Mishnah, the Gemara. Hamasarit al-Basari, the Mishnah says if somebody scratches onto his flesh, it's considered that he's writing on Shabbos. Tanya, Omar lehen Reb Eliezer lechachomim. Reb Eliezer said to the Chachomim, and as we saw in the Mishnah, scratching is only called a melacha according to Reb Eliezer, according to the Chachomim, he's potur. So Reb Eliezer, who said chayev, is now saying to the Chachomim, who said potur, v'haloi ben stodo. Why do you Chachomim say that scratching on your skin, on your flesh, is not considered kosev? We know that in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, there was a lot of magicians and sorcery, and the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, were very particular that nobody should take out of Egypt any of their sorcery. So they will check anybody leaving the country, crossing the borders, will check they're not taking out any of this sorcery with them. And this person, Ben Tzodo, he was Moisa Nefesh on this. He said, no matter what, I'm going to take out from Mitzrayim these, whatever he had to write down to remember this sorcery, the witchcraft. So he would actually write it, scratch it into his flesh. That way he could take it out of Mitzrayim. They wouldn't catch him. So you see there that it's called writing. So why do you Chachomim say he's potur? Omruloi, the Chachomim said to Reb Eliezer, Shoytohoyo. He was crazy. He was like, he was on this crusade. I'm getting out of Mitzrayim even at my own health. And he was risking his health. Scratching into one's skin is dangerous. It's unhealthy. And he was just not taking no for an answer. Somebody who's going crazy like that, in Mavin Raim and Ashaitim, we do not bring proofs from crazy people. Continues the Mishnah, the Gemara. Kosav ois acha samuch lechtav. If somebody wrote one letter adjacent to an already existing text, so the Mishnah said, he's potur, since he only wrote one letter. Says the Gemara, man tana. Who is the Tanna that holds that holds that this is the halacha? Omar Rav Bar Rav Huna, deloik Reb Eliezer. For a status, we know it's not Reb Eliezer. Di Reb Eliezer, ha'omar achas al ha'orig chayev. We're going to see that in the next Perek Emirat Hashem, that there's a certain measure of material or fabric that you have to weave in order to be chayev for weaving on Shabbos. But that's only if you are if you're making, creating a new fabric, how big does it have to be? However, if you have an existing fabric, then Rabbi Eliezer says just adding a single thread, weaving a single thread into it is already chayev. So you see that when you add onto an existing whatever is there, then the measure is less. So here too, the Gemara is assuming that it's true that if you write two letters, then if there's nothing been written before, you need at least two letters to be chayev on Shabbos. However, if you already have letters written, then it should be enough to just write one letter and he'll be chayev. So the Gemara says, Rav Bar Avuna says, that it seems that this Mishnah is not following Rabbi Eliezer in the next Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Ksav al gabi ksav. We saw in the Mishnah, if somebody writes a letter that on top of an already written letter, he's potter on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Mantana, who holds this way? Omer v'chizda deloik Rabbi Yehuda. For a start, we know it's not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that if you write, even though you're writing on the backdrop of an existing letter, it is called kesev. Where do we see that? The Tanya we learnt in a brisa, Harei shehoya tzorich lichtoiv es Hashem. If somebody's writing a sefer Torah, or tefillin, or mezuzahs, and he has to write Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, v'niskavin lichtoiv Yehuda. He was supposed to write Hashem's name, but mistakenly he intended writing Yehuda, which is Hashem's name, with the extra Dalet in. V'to'o, and then it was his luck, he made a mistake when he wrote Yehuda, v'loi hitil boi Dalet. And he didn't put in the Dalet, and he wrote Hashem's name. The problem is, when you write Hashem's name, you have to have intentions for writing Hashem's name. And since here he didn't have the intentions of writing Hashem's name, he intended writing Yehuda, it's possible. So what do we do? Mavir olav kulmus umekachoy. He should go over it again with a quill with his pen, umekachoy, and he should sanctify it and have the correct intentions while writing over it. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it will make it kosher. So you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you're writing on top of existing letters, it's called kosev. And therefore it's as if you've written this name with Kedusha, and it's kosher sefer Torah. So on Shabbos also, if you go over two letters, you should be chayev. The Chachomim Oimrim, Ein Hashem in Amuvchar. The Chachomim totally disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, say it's not called kosev, and the sefer Torah will be pasul. But they say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least agree with us that this is not, it's not a preferred way of writing Hashem's name. That seems to be how the Yerushalmi is learning this, and it's brought in the Rajba and other Rishonim. Continues the Gemara, Tana. We learnt in the Braisa, Kosav ois achas v'ishlimo le-sefer. And here Rashi says we're talking about one of the Chof Dalet Sforim, we're talking about a sefer of Tanakh. And the whole sefer was complete, besides for one letter, either at the end or in the middle, it doesn't really make a difference. And now he's just writing on Shabbos that one last letter. And that's very significant. It's maybe not so significant if you only write one letter, but being it's the final letter, it's the letter that brings this sefer to completion, then it's very significant. And therefore, he's going to be, then let's see what the halach is. Orag chut echot v'shlimo lebeged, the same applies if somebody has an entire garment and all that's missing is one last thread, and he weaves that last thread, chayev is going to be chayev, because in this instant, even though you did a very small measure of the activity, but it's very significant. Mantana, who holds this way? Omar Rav Bar Avuna, Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer, as we've just mentioned, the Omar, as he says, and we're going to see this in the next perek, achas al ha'orig, to add a single thread onto an already existing woven fabric, chayev is chayev, even though the amount of threads you need when you're first embarking on a weaving project has to be much more to be chayev on Shabbos. Rav Ashi Omar, afilu teimur rabbonon, it could be even the rabbonon who argue the Rabbi Eliezer regarding weaving will agree here, lehashlim shani, since this is the completion of the fabric, of the cloth. It's the completion of the sefer, therefore it's extremely significant, and he's going to be chayev. And in Nachronim, they take it for granted that the chiyuv here is not for makeh bepatish, for doing the final blow, for completing whatever project you're trying to complete. Rather, we're talking here about the chiyuv of kosev, of writing. Continues the Gemara, Omer Ami, Kosav ois achas betveria. If a person wrote one letter in Tveria, V'achas b'tzipuri, and he wrote another letter in Tzipuri, and these are two places that were quite far from each other. and you wrote them on Shabbos, Chayev is going to be Chayev. Ksiva hi. It's a proper ksiva. He wrote two letters. Elo shemechusar kreva. All that's missing is bringing the two pieces of paper to each, close to each other, and then you'll have two letters next to each other, and he'll be chayev. Ask the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, v'atnan, kosev al shnei kois liabayis, v'al shnei dapi pinkas, v'ein negin zeim ze potur. Did we not see in the Mishnah, if you write two letters that are distant from each other, in a way that they are not written, that they're not read next to each other, that you're potur? Because the two letters have to be written next to each other to be able to be read that way. Says the Gemara, it's not a question. Hosam mechusar maisa de kreva. In the case of the Mishnah, you've written it on two walls and or on two separate columns of the ledger. There you'd have to cut the ledger, or you'd have to break away, chisel away part of the wall in order to bring the two letters next to each other. So that's not only lacking the bringing the two letters close to each other, it actually needs a maisa. It needs an activity to take the letters, to break it away from where it is, and then to bring it close to the other letter. Hocha, but in the case of Tzipuri and Tveria, loy mechusar maisa de kreva, I don't need any maisa. All I need to do is bring the letter from one place to the next, and since that all it needs is bringing the letters to each other, it's called kosev on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Tana we learnt in a braisa. Higia ois achas. If somebody corrected a letter, there was already a letter written, but it needed correcting, and he corrected it, chayev his chayev. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand. Hashtag kosav ois achas potur. If writing a whole letter is potur on Shabbos, higia ois achas chayev, then just correcting a letter is going to make him chayev on Shabbos. How can that be? Omer of Sheshes, if Sheshes answers, hocha b'mayaskinon. It's a particular case. Kegoin shenotlu legagoy shel ches va'asoi shnei zainim. He did one correction, but what he was actually doing was creating two letters. He had the ches. He wanted two zayins. Instead of writing two zayins, he just removed the cap of between the bridge on top of the ches, and he was left with two zayins. So he corrected one letter, but in actual fact, he wrote two letters. Rava Omar, Rava gives a different explanation. We're talking here about where he took away we know the difference between a dalad and a resh is a dalad on the right hand side, the top corner, comes to a point. The resh is rounded. And we know that it's also to have a mistaken letter in any of the Chof Dalet Sforim, in any Sefer. Rashi even brings, there's a question in the Mefarshim, why Rashi brings it here? But Rashi brings that it's Osa la'odom la'ashe Sefer she'inei muga, and a Sefer that has mistakes in, you're not even allowed to keep it in your house. So here it said Echod instead of Achir, so he edged off the corner of the Dalet to correct it, to make it into a Reish. So even though he just corrected one letter, but what he actually did was he kashered the whole Sefer. Kashering the whole sefer is what we said before, that it's kosav ois achas v'hishlima le'sefer, and he's going to be chayev. And we said it was even according to the Rabbonon in Perek Ha'orig, over here, he's going to be chayev. Continues the Gemara. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, niskavin lichtov ois achas, if a person intended to write one letter, v'olu biyodei shtayim, and it turned out that he wrote two, he wanted to write a ches, and he ended up writing two zayins. Chayev is chayev on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Votnan potur. And this we learned before that if you intended to write just one letter, you're potur. We saw this in the Mishnah, Niskavin lichtev ches v'kosav bei zayinin, and the Mishnah says he's potur. Says the Gemara, Loi kashe, it's not a question. Ha de boya ziyunei, ha de loi boya ziyunei. That if you need to have, if you still need to add on top of the Zions, we know that the letter Zion is one of the letters that have to have crowns on top. And the crowns is three little protrusions. They themselves look like Zions, but that's a different issue. But three little Ziyunim on top of the letter Zion. So if these two Zions that you wrote are now completed, then you're going to be chayev. If, however, you just took off or you were preparing to write a ches, and you just wrote two zayins, and on the zayins that make up the ches, we don't have these crowns, so then you have two letters that are not mezuyan, they are not They don't have this ornament, this crown on them, so they're not yet completed letters, and therefore he's not going to be chayev on Shabbos. In the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.